Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow, and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's it, neat, because I used to look at them all the time. You don't see that in the clouds. Always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's it, neat, because I used to look at them all the time. You don't see that. You might still see them in the desert.
Great ending to that song. That was Little Fluffy Clouds, the dance mix, version 2 from The Orb. And I really dig that. Normally I play the longer version, a much longer version that I was exposed to back in the early 90s. I was touring with the Killjoys, and we were cutting across the states, and everybody in the van was sleeping except for the driver, which was Jeremy Forrest. And it was rainy, much like it is right now, because I am pre-recording the show. And maybe that's why I'm spinning it. I'm not sure, but, I did really like this version of it that I just heard. The longer version is pretty cool too, but we were driving, through the States, and it just kept raining and raining and raining. And there was something about, the voice and the music and looking at all the rain in the windows just kind of stuck with me, man. You know, you're listening to Steel City Music. I am your host, Gunner, and we'll be spinning some different types of music in this hour for you. Also, you know what? If you get a chance, and I don't know what the weather's going to be like next week, it still should be nice. See if you can go down to Niagara on the Lake. I was just down there recently, and I had a really good time checking out the scenery. I haven't been down there in like 3 or 4 years. Especially not over the lockdown, because I remember a couple of years ago, it was in the news that people were going to Niagara Lake just for something to do for a drive, and there was nowhere to go to the washroom, like no place. And they were like giving people fines for like defecating in the park. What would make you think, if you're in the middle of a lockdown, you know what, let's go to a tourist attraction, let's just go for a drive, and we'll go there and like... Oh, wait, everything's closed and I can't use a washroom anywhere. Oh, boy. You know, like it's just a dumb move, really. But now you can actually get on to Niagara Lake. It's really nice. I wanted to check out the Butterfly Conservatory, which was in the area because I was there like 6 or 7 years ago. And it was fantastic. I was there with my my parents. I know I sound like a little kid. I was there with my parents. But yeah, I was. and we had really, I didn't want to go when I went there. I was like, but we ended up having a really good time, right? It was with my dad and my stepmom, and it was just like, wow, butterflies. I never knew it was this interesting, but it was so peaceful. So it was like this nice calm, you know, that came over me. And I wanted to see it again when I was, but we just ran out of time, right? So my wife and I just went and we had like dinner, like, or lunch really. And we did the touristy thing, walking into the in and out of shops. But man, I'm telling you, as much as I just love looking at like craft stuff and like what local artists do, that sort of stuff. I really resent going into stores and it's like all Christmas stuff. I'm like, really? What is this? Is like any of this made by local people? And it's like, no. It's like tea towels with Shih Tzus on it. And I'm like, I have a Shih Tzu, but I'm still not buying a tea towel in an all Christmas store playing Christmas music in October. I'm just not doing it. I know I sound bitter, but I'm just not doing it. All right. In this set of music, a nice mixture of things that are going to happen here. You're going to hear some Teenage Sequence with All This Art. Illuminati Hotties with Protector. Nightmares on Wax, which is a really cool track, featuring Ocean on it, called Breathe In. Makava Bekraven with Sunset, which is a really nice song. And I played this track a couple weeks ago, and I got a message saying, could I play it again? And I gave the person some more information. But it's Breeze featuring Cadence Weapon out of Canada, and the track is Come Around. Also, you'll hear The Greatest of All Time, Goat, with Fill My Mouth, starting things off here on Steel City Music. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. We'll be right back.
like a catamaran. I got hits like a battering ram. I'm at it again. Matter of fact, cat's out of the bag. Antimatter in my carry-on bag. I'm on a trip now. Everybody get down, no stick up. Hands up like a touchdown or a theme ride. Get out of my dreams, that's my free time. Three E-arms on my iPhone screen time. Got true foe vision, all wax like a two-soul visit. No rules, no limits, no gimmicks. On the web, I surf like Brian Wilson. Pay me no mind or pay attention. Might pay the piper at the gates of dawn. Lately, I miss days when I went raving. Took a pill, asked the Lord, send location.
You come around. It's a lot of chaos, scrolling on the timeline. Put it on the rewind, trigger you like 3 times. Trauma bonded online, wish you could freeze time. Wish you could free their minds, feed them life. Gasping for the breath of life, trying to get my mental right. Confusion flowing through me while I'm searching for my peace of mind. My OG said, I really need to look inside. That I chose this path and to reincarnate in this time. They try to act like spirit is alive, and then they take that shit to euthanize. Are you the perfect shit for you tonight? You decide, you decide your destiny. Got my spirits next to me, they really be blessing me.
Bounding. art, imitating life, imitating life, imitating life, intimidating life. All this art, all this art, all this art, all this art. Imitating life, imitating life, imitating life, imitating life. All this art, all this art, all this art, all this art. Imitating life, imitating life, imitating life, imitating life.
Wow. Isn't that great? Imitating life, imitating life, imitating life. My hands are going up and down. I don't know, like it was a robot. That was happening right there. I don't know, man. It's a cool track. I just dug it. I was listening to it. I'm like, wow, this is cool. That was Teenage Sequence again. All this art. Okay, so here's the deal, man. Stuff to do. I guess since I did that whole Niagara on the Lake excursion in the afternoon, I've been trying to take in as much different things as possible before the winter months roll around and it gets too cold. I'm not good with the cold anymore. I'm just really not. So I was clicking on the old Tourism Hamilton website and just scrolling through stuff and. They got all these pictures of like this of all these leaves, and I'm like, I guess maybe I should go on a nature walk. Is that what I'm gonna do? I haven't done one of those in like such a long time. They also have coming up the 2021 Grey Cup. If the Tie Cats make it to the Grey Cup, they'll play in it. It's shortened season this year, man, and the Tie Cats have only won like four games, and they only got five left, so. They may not be in the Grey Cup. They could lose out, which sucks. It's like, are you going to go to the Grey Cup if the Tie Cats aren't in it in Hamilton? If you're a Cats fan, no, you're not going to go. It's going to be freezing cold. You know, that's just the kind of mood I'm in. I don't know. Check out the Royal Botanical Gardens, by the way. I was looking on the website here, tourismhamilton.com, and. When they light up the garden at night, it looks fantastic. Hey, do you like pick your own fruit? I mean, I get a kick out of like stopping off at a fruit stand when I go for a drive or something, and buying like, you know, local farmer stuff. And you know, so actually I bought some Italian prunes. I looked at the woman and I said, there's a basket and a quart of called Italian prunes. I'm like going, I'll take a quart of Italian prunes. I've never had them before. And she looks at me and she said, oh yeah, you've had these before probably. I'm like, no, I would have remembered something called Italian prunes. She goes, they're plums. Yeah, they're plums. Of course they're plums. But why would you name them Italian prunes then when you just call them plums? I kind of got frustrated, but I paid for it anyway. And they were delicious. I can't believe I'm telling you this stuff. Like, really. Like, you ever do those moronic things to your stand? They're going, Italian plums? Really? You know, like, did you bring the seeds in from Italy? Is this like an old thing that you people do out in the country here? Because I'm looking at them, I'm just like, look like plums. Because they are plums, you moron. There you go. Pick your own farms in Hamilton. You can go do that. Click on the website and there is your own place. You can go and pick your own fruit at Pick Your Own Farms. That might be something to do. I don't know if I want to do that or not. I don't know if anything's right, you know? I have to hold it up to someone and go, is this okay to eat? I don't think I would survive on my own, to be honest. I can barely shop at Fortino's now, where it's like I'm picking up something. I'm looking at them going, is there an expiry date? What's the deal here? I've never seen Italian plums at Fortino's or any store. It was never called that, by the way. Though I am going to the mum show this weekend. I'm going to go look at flowers. I don't care. I'm going to go look at flowers, and then I'm going to try to... because this is a pre-recorded show. Tie Cats playing this weekend. I'm going to try to go see them while it's still warm. Okay, back to the cool music and less about my inane weirdness. Kristen Hirsch, Your Ghost, great track. You're going to love it. Came out in the late 90s. Radiohead with I Might Be Wrong, wonderful tune. Low, with the track Monkey, a tune that we used to spin back at the C101 days, an early indie 101 era. But starting things off, big sounding, shoegazy, warm, fun guitar, beautiful vocals, Catherine Wheel, black metallic, ending out this, we're starting this set of music, ending out this hour. You're hanging out with Gunner with his Italian plums on Steel City Music.
Thank you. Let him walk down your hallway. It's not this quiet. Slide down your receiver. Sprint across the wire. Follow my number. Slide into my hand. It's the blaze across my
CIOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
So she says it's time she goes. Wanted to be sure I know. She hopes we can be friends. I've got yet to untie. What if I were Romeo in black jeans? What if I was Ethan if it's no myth? Maybe she's just looking for someone to dance with. Some parallel be an endless game. We said goodbye before hello. My secret she will never know. And if I dig a hole to China, I'll catch the first junk to Soho.
What if I were Romeo in black jeans? What if I was see-through if it's no myth? Maybe she's just looking for someone to dance with. Sometime from now you'll bow to pressure. Some things in life you cannot measure by degrees. I'm between the poles and the equator. Don't send no private investigator to find me, please. Unless he speaks Chinese and can dance like a stare overseas.